Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, so here we are then. This is a new thing, isn't it? Because you've normally gone back to school by now, haven't you?
Yeah.
So just talk us through some lessons. What would you be doing now?
I think I would be having lunch, maybe.
So what would you be having for lunch?
Something boring, like a sandwich.
What would be in the sandwich? To be boring?
I don't know. It's just sometimes I just have bread and butter. Because
right, okay.
I like that, but it's just a bit bland sometimes. And then sometimes I have cream cheese and cucumber.
Oh, yeah. Don't you have cream cheese and vinegar or something? Was that one of your sandwiches? Was
no,
it someone
just
else?
Cream cheese and cucumber. I think that's somebody else.
That must be somebody
that's
else.
That's a bit strange.
Now, look, I want to take you back a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right? A couple of weeks ago, you came to me and you said you had a poem.
Yeah.
And you showed me the poem in confidence. And I looked at that and my first thoughts were, I was quite sad because, you know, you're only 12. And to go through what the poem was suggesting, it made me feel really sad and really sorry for you because no one aged 12 should go through that, whatever age. And I was quite concerned about it. And you said you were okay, and I accepted that. And I did ask for some advice on it. What should I do? Because I was worried for you. Anyway, you came to me the next week, and you said, I've got this poem. And then you said you wanted to record it.
Yeah.
And you did. Do you want to just tell me about it first of all?
Yeah, so I wrote it because last year I went through a lot of stuff, and most of my class was quite mean to me. And then they moved me out of my classes, and then I had another incident with other people being a bit rude towards me. So I decided that one day I would just write it all down and put it into words and try and get across how I feel about it.
Okay. And then you came in and you did this poem.
Yeah.
And it was, we watched The Room. Now, just to describe, when we say we watched The Room, on a Tuesday you come in with Bradders,
Kai,
and also Callum.
Yes.
Callum's out there. And I watched you do this this podcast. You stepped up to the microphone. You voiced this this poem. And I watched their reaction. And I was very aware of my own. And it was just...
Everybody's faces dropped, kind of.
Yeah, it did. Because they probably all felt exactly the same thing. Why are we going through this? Why are you going through this age 12? It's not right. It really isn't right. So should we play the poem or do you want to do it live?
I'll do it live.
Okay.
You don't get it, do you? They said that I'm lucky because I could say the N-word, but they have no clue. They don't know how it feels to feel different on Black History Month, or how it feels to be compared to a slave, or how it feels to be called a monkey for my hair to be compared to a clown. That's the thing, they have no clue how it's like to feel like the odd one out on a bus or in school or just outside or anywhere. And when you decide it's time to speak up, you become a snitch, a liar, someone seeking attention. Why? I wish they could tell me why. I'm singled out sometimes just because of my race. It's not a joke. It's not funny. I'm not laughing. I'm mad. I'm done with being sad. I can't even put into words how it made me feel when you said, I look like a monkey, I've got lips like a fish, and then you call me a nigger. It tore my self-confidence away. I felt ugly and like I didn't fit in. I wanted to change so badly. My lips, my skin, my hair, my shape. But then I realised it's not me who needs to change. Just think before you speak. It doesn't matter if it was only one comment. You never should have said it. You don't know what they've said or how it felt. That one comment is still added to the pain. It's funny how sorry doesn't always work. You never should have said it. It still hurts. Speak up. We all have a voice. It doesn't make you a snitch. It makes you strong and makes you brave. Don't change yourself when it's them who need to change. They didn't get it. Now it's up to you. Just think before you speak and be that person who gets it too.
Just give us a minute. That was incredible. Really. Moving. And my thoughts are that no one should go through that, let alone a 12-year-old. How are things now?
It's improved slightly.
How is it improving? Why is it improving?
Because the kid who, like, we dealt with stuff has got talked to and stuff, and he got took out of school for a while.
And I, hopefully, fingers crossed, people will get... they'll be educated. Because, you know, it just comes down to ignorance, doesn't it?
That's the thing. It affects me every day. Like, I always hear one random comment or one person making jokes about racism or saying ignorant things. Like, once I was just on the bus sitting there and then they were like, stand up if you don't like black people. And I heard, like, footsteps. I was so mortified. I didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't even turn around.
Do you know what's lovely about this? I spoke to your mum yesterday. And she was very, you know, she wants to get this out there. She wants this to be, because we sat on this audio and we weren't going to brush it under the carpet, but we wanted to pick the right time and we needed to know that you were okay with it.
Yeah.
And I think you're incredibly brave. And I think it takes people like yourself to actually stand up and say, this isn't right. You shouldn't be doing this. And by the way, this is how it makes us feel.
Yeah.
And if we can re-educate those people and make them, you know, just look at themselves. Because let's be honest, I would imagine it's easy to make those comments.
Yeah, but it's easy to say stuff.
But do they really mean it? Let's hope that they don't. And let's hope that they now realise that this is hurtful stuff and you shouldn't be doing it.
But if you don't say anything, you'll never make a difference. So if there's anybody going through similar things, I'd just like to say, speak up.
You've got to.
Yeah.
I think you're incredibly brave. Thanks. And I really hope that, you know, in time, you know, people just realise that they're just ignorant. Don't be ignorant. Ask. Don't be afraid to ask people, how does it make you feel? Well, we know how it makes you feel. It makes you feel sad, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can eradicate that. But I say it's down to people like you to re-educate people and make them more aware. And I think they're more aware now. Well, they
hopefully will
be. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And I need a break now.